Deborah Fraser with Kuluma Nami Jesu, and I hope Ujesu Kuluma Nati this afternoon on Changing Gear on Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's 3 minutes after the hour 5, and we're going to open our lines. And please remember to turn off your radio set. Remember to turn off your television set or whatever gadget you're using, your Blueberry, your Blackberry, or your smartphone, whatever it is that you're using. Please remember to turn it off. If you don't, I will be cutting you away and you're going to moan and think I'm also oppressed and I need deliverance. Let's take this caller. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Father. This is Matthew Strong speaking.
Yes, Matthew. Where are you calling us from, Matthew?
I'm on my way back home to Pretoria. I'm traveling from Alberton.
Great stuff. Talk to us, Matthew.
So I think we need, me and my family, maybe we need deliverance, but what do we do or do? Who do we approach? Like, do we go to our parish priest and try to explain the situation, or is there someone we contact in the diocese, or...
All right. I'll let Father Joseph answer, and I'll respond to you.
Afternoon, Matthew. Why do you believe you need a deliverance, or your family?
So, in the past year or two... We had strange things sort of happening, and we had in our home what felt like a bad presence in there.
Yeah.
And we this was after we had mistakenly played like glassy type of thing in the house.
Okay,
gotcha.
All right. Yes, and so not just me, you know, that's in my family, so that's my immediate family, but also in my growing up, my brothers and sisters, they sort of delved into alternative religion. I tried to, you know, I was very staunch Catholic, and but then... You know, I did this once, and I find it so hard to pray these days.
Yeah.
I find every time I want to go to church, something comes along that sort of just ends up preventing us getting there. And the same thing that when praying, sometimes I do pray, and then that night I get, you know, like so angry for no apparent reason.
Okay, Matthew, can I just answer you very, very quickly? Give you a number of quick points. Number one, we need to repent of opening to that people play glossy. That is the shallows, but it does do a lot of spiritual damage. Number two, a confession. And number three, get your local priest to come in and re-consecrate your home. And just have... Christ at the center of your home, have religious Catholic symbols at the center of your home, throw out Buddhas and elephants and everything out of your home. Just Jesus.
In short, Matthew, go and have a chat with your parish priest, tell him your experience and tell him the direction that you need to go. And if that doesn't work, then you come to me and we'll see how we can assist and refer you to.
Okay, thank you so much.
Have a good afternoon, Matthew. Thank you very much and have a blessed day. Ne?
Thank you so much.
Great stuff.
You too. Bye.
You live on Radio Veritas? You live on Radio Veritas? Good afternoon.
Afternoon, how are you?
I'm not hearing you very clearly, so I would need you to speak directly into the mic, and I can't hear you.
Well, I've got a question on the topic.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, the question is, I mean, some of the television prophets that we see, are they genuine prophets from what we see? And how does one defend whether the spirit is from God or from the evil?
All right, great stuff. You listen over the line. Father Joseph and I are going to respond after we take the next caller, okay? Great stuff. Father Joseph, we need to note that question. It's about knowing, distinguishing between...
true and false prophets.
True and false prophets. Let's take the next caller. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm blessed.
I have a question for Father Wilson.
Yes.
My question is, what is the best way to handle what some people would term the gift of seeing in the supernatural?
Okay. Thank you very much. Do you have another question?
Yes, and then also how to handle the things and process the things that you do see and hear in the supernatural.
I would like you to describe the things that you see in the supernatural, ma'am.
Sexual perversion of people close to you.
Okay, so you, the spirit is revealing to you that X yes. is sleeping with so-and-so this yes. way and how they're doing it, where they're doing it, and that kind of a thing. Is that
yes,
what
and also, when family members...
Excuse me?
Family members.
Family members.
When they come and say things, mm-hmm. when you see in the supernatural that what they're saying to you is actually the opposite of what they did.
All right. Father Joseph and I are going to respond to that. It will, we're going to have a conversation around discernment, and possibly that will be our conversation in the next session next month. But we'll have to talk about this. Okay. You listen over the radio. We'll respond to you just now. Is there any other question, ma'am, besides this?
I don't have a question. I just want to say thank you very much for yes. the topic of deliverance and exorcism, because yes. I find that the Catholic Church, and believe me, I'm a Catholic through and through.
Yes, ma'am.
But they do shy away from this.
Ma'am, this is why we have Changing Gear. Changing Gear is a show that changes everything. We really shift gears, and that's why we're yes. the award-winning show, the best show in Gauteng.
Yeah.
And that's why we got that award.
A couple of years ago, I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Let's give other people a chance, ma'am.
I would advise to go for prayers of deliverance. My own parish priest, a priest that was supposed to be well-versed in this topic, mm-hmm. they shunted me around. Mm. That in the end, I ended up going for my prayers of deliverance
yes.
by someone outside of the Catholic Church. Mm.
God bless him, but God bless him. God bless him, ma'am.
So thank
and
you.
We will pray for him. And but that's why we're here. This is what Radio Veritas is here for. We're here to cover those gaps that we are not feeling. But thank you very much for the feedback. Have a good afternoon, ma'am.
Pleasure. Bye.
Bye. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hi, Father Brian.
How are you? Father Joseph is in studio too. Don't leave him. He's going to feel like the ugly duckling, eh?
Father Joseph, it's Martinique.
Oh, Martinique. Are you the person or the island? Hello, Martinique.
How are you,
welcome.
Father?
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Talk to us.
My question, when we ask, one leg to I wanted to ask you with regards to fasting. I know we fast in Lent, and in some cases for bondages as such, as you spoke about earlier on. I'm not quite sure I understand how to fast and behold.
You have a terrible line, and it's one of those lines that I'm going to really, really, really... Father Joseph, I think I need absolution. I'm dropping her. Okay.
It's weather not so good in Martinique.
It's 11 minutes after the hour 5. Unfortunately, she's giving you bad feedback and myself, and we can't hear what she's saying, and we hold in the lines, and I think it would be very unfair and selfish of us to hold the lines with a deadline. Let's go to the questions that have been answered, that have been asked. The first question was, how do we distinguish between a false prophet and a true prophet?
First of all, your questions are really, really great. With regards to the difference between a true and a false prophet, can I refer you to Deuteronomy chapter 13? Mm-hmm. Please listen to this, and I think it will enlighten you. If a prophet, or I'm reading from verse 2 now of chapter 13 of Deuteronomy. If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and offers to do a sign or a wonder for you, and the sign or wonder comes about, and if he then says to you, come then, let us follow other gods whom you have not known and serve them, you are not to listen to the words of that prophet or to the dreams of that dreamer. Yahweh your God is testing you to know if you love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul. In brief, a prophet may speak the truth, But if he takes you away from your Christian and Catholic faith, if he takes you away from Jesus, you're not to listen to him, though he may speak the truth.
And scripture gives us a clear-cut distinction of the fruits of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So, for example, we'll move into the second question where this person, and Father Joseph, let's engage on this, where the Spirit is saying, Father Joseph, Michael is having sexual indiscretions. So the Holy Spirit is now bringing disunity. I'm not sure if it's revealing what is true here. And the Holy Spirit, what is the intention of the Holy Spirit to be saying so-and-so is the worst sinner? Isn't the Holy Spirit supposed to bring unity?
That's right. My first answer to that is you should check out 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. It is not every spirit that you can trust, my dear brethren, therefore test it. And in a case like that where it involves an imminent judgment on somebody, mm-hmm. on perhaps somebody's marriage. Now, it may very, very well be true, but you have to be careful. The scripture gives us definite guidelines as how to speak. We cannot just blurt out something. For example, Ephesians chapter 4 says that when you speak, you must speak the truth with love. And also with discretion, because you have to balance whether revealing something is going to do more harm. And scripture also says, if you've got a problem with somebody, you ought to go to them privately. Mm. In other words, you don't blatter it over Facebook or anything like that. You go to the person and say, this is coming up, but I'm saying it to you out of love and I'm praying about it, and it's disturbing me, but you have to test the Spirit first.
Exactly, and I think we also need to be very, very, very careful with what the church calls private revelations, because sometimes our private revelations can do more harm than good. It's 5:15, and in case you've just tuned in, it is Changing Gear with myself, Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndabaningi, and I'm joined in studio by Father Joseph Wilson, and it's a Spirit Wednesday. You have exactly 5 minutes to get up close and personal, unpack your experiences of deliverance, share with us your experience of deliverance. Have you been delivered? What were you delivered from? Were you one of those people who then got prayer and eventually managed to get a child? Were you one of those people who didn't get married until, okay, let's take this caller. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Father Brian, it's not in Nika Day. I got checked open. I didn't hear anything after that.
You have a very bad line. I think, Father Joseph, I would like you to tell us so that it doesn't become a Father Brian thing.
I think you're driving Martinique, are you?
Yes, on Bluetooth, Father.
Yeah, okay. We're just getting the Joburg traffic rather than Martinique. Yeah. I'm not sure how we can deal with it. But
I'm going to ask you to send an email to beamslanga@radioveritas.co.za. I'm really struggling, and you are killing all of us in studio.
Can you repeat the email address, please, Father?
It's B for ball, and mslanga as in mslanga rocks, with at radioveritas.co.za.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. It's 16 minutes after the hour 5. I often tell people that my dad owns that place, and they're like, ah. Father Joseph, before we went to the break, we're speaking about curses that actually people put on us. But I'm also tempted to believe that sometimes we curse people, and in the process of cursing people and wishing them harm and bad, we also wishing ourselves 10 times more that harm. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, if you go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, it says death and life are the preserve of the tongue. We have to be very careful what we say, because there's a power in our words. They either bring death or life. And we can speak those words over other people, or we can speak them over ourselves. If we speak what the Psalms call an evil word, then we are bringing that evil word upon somebody else. So we have to be careful of it. And if we have done that in the past, we actually are opening that person to be attacked by the spiritual army of evil mentioned in Ephesians 6. We don't actually attack them. But when we say to somebody, I wish you were dead, or I wish your marriage breaks up.
May your children not do this. Right. Or may you...
Can I give you a simple example? And this really is cutting close to the bone. But a couple of years back, there was a young lady coming out of a church. And she...
Let's take this caller. You'll have a radio veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I would like to speak to Father Joseph.
Ma'am, your television set or radio set is on, and you are killing...
I'm just putting my radio off.
But you should have done that before. You should have done that.
Okay, I did already. It's dead. Okay, Father Joseph.
Yes, afternoon.
I've been to your to your church once, twice actually, and but I've got a question to ask. My late father, he's been dead for now 29 years, and when in my early marriage. He cursed, he said very bad things. He told me that my husband would never be more than him. Mm. But I've forgiven him for him. I was privileged to have him 3 weeks. He died in Madeira. I went there, I was 3 weeks with him, and I was the only one. I'm the eldest of four children. And I was there when he died. And I just want to know, will that curse carry on, mm-hmm. or will it be, exempted?
Okay. That's Fatima from Pretoria, right? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Fatima?
Yes.
Okay, Fatima, thank you very much. Do you have any other question that you want to ask Father Joseph?
No, there's no other. I just want to know, because in the Bible it says the curses that your fathers brought on their children, will carry on.
That's correct. Okay.
Yeah, I just want to know if that is...
broken. Can we break it, and can we break the power that it has?
Yes. Perfect. That's what I want to know.
Thank you very much, Fatima. Listen over the radio, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're a star. Thank you very much.
Okay, God bless.
So what Fatima is asking Father Joseph is, and it actually I was going to ask that question too, to say some people, the people that we've cursed are dead, and some who've cursed us are dead. Yeah. How do we break that power, that chain, and that hold that they have over us?
Those are generational curses. They come from our past. They can be broken. I have recognized that the thing you have to do is to know what specifically the curse says. In other words, be specific, because if you pray over somebody and you say, Lord, break all curses, it's like spraying a shotgun. It's okay, but it doesn't hit the target. I remember a father praying for a young lady. She was early 20s, and her father had spoken a word over her saying, you will never pass your matric until you're 30. And she's a very bright young lady, and every year she struggles to pass her matric. And so she came to a healing and deliverance seminar. We were praying over her. And she fell on the ground and was struggling a bit. And the Holy Spirit told us, be specific. Specify what the curse is. So I had learned from her what the Father had said. And I said over her, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, the words spoken by her father, you will never pass your matric until you're 30. I rebuke them and I break them in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, she nearly hit the roof. She just exploded, and she was successfully delivered from that curse. She did pass her matric after that.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah. So the response to Fatima is, yes, that can be broken and there is hope.
Yes, but she would need to do some reparation on behalf of her father.
Indeed. Let's take a musical break. It's 23 minutes after the hour 5 and I'm joined in studio by Father Joseph Wilson. We talk in deliverance, healing and restoration. And if you still want to ask a question, if you still want to share your experience of deliverance and questions, your skepticism around it, talk to us and hopefully we'll be able to answer. You've got exactly 2 minutes before we close the line. Do not touch that dial. I can't believe time is flying so fast, Father Joseph. What have you done? This is not fair. Hey, it's 26 minutes already after 5 and we need to finish the show in 2 minutes. So Father Joseph, thank you very much for coming. It's always a pleasure and a delight. And each time I walk away from you, I'm always blessed and I'm always anointed. And thank you very much for the ministry that you are offering to us and to the people that listen to Radio Veritas.
Thank you so much.
Any closing words, remarks for our listeners?
Look, I want to say that one of the callers said she had to go outside of the Catholic Church to get healing.
That broke my heart.
It's very, very sad. But you know what? I do believe that the Holy Spirit is now directing more and more of this ministry into the church. And while we're coming a bit late and out of breath, people are coming into this ministry and recognizing it. And I thank the Holy Spirit for that. And I believe it's going to really take on as the years go by.
Father Joseph, thank you very much. And I'm going to give away 2 prizes on the show right now. I'm going to give away 2 scapulars. One is the green scapula and one is the camel scapula. And call the office tomorrow morning and tell Charles why you think you need that scapula and I'll probably give it to you. And Father Joseph is going to pray over them and they'll be shipped to you wherever you are. From myself, Tato Simbarashe, Father Joseph, Debbie and the whole crew of the afternoon team, peace and may God's light always shine upon you. And there is always hope. Be delivered. Next week, catch me on Facebook. It's Brian Klanger. And Twitter, it's OP Brian. And give us your feedback and give us your suggestions. What you want us to talk with Father Joseph next time is back. And we look forward to having you on Friday. On Friday, I'm going to be having an interesting show. And you don't want to miss this one.